Ketosis and weight loss.
Welcome to the Our Ketogenic Life podcast, where we bring you the scientific and daily application of living the ketogenic lifestyle. We have helped hundreds reach their weight loss and health goals, but this is far more than that. We want to help you create real life change so that you can live the life God created you for. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin and Danae Davis.
Welcome, guys, to podcast number 44, I believe, of Our Ketogenic Life. Today, we're going to talk about ketosis and weight loss.
Yep. A lot of people ask, do I have to be in ketosis? How do I know I'm in ketosis? And I know we've touched on this numerous times, but we thought we'll just do the ketosis and weight loss and just kind of get some, maybe five signs that you can know that you probably are in ketosis without having to do the test strips
spend money
on all that. So,
a lot of people say, do I have to be in ketosis for weight loss? And the answer is no. You do not have to be in ketosis for weight loss.
To get the benefits of a ketogenic diet.
Right. Yeah. You can still get the benefits. And the ketosis part of it came into effect because of the ketone bodies. Now, you produce ketone bodies for energy when you go on a ketogenic diet and you take away the standard source of energy, which is sugar. So we're taking away sugar. And your body still needs energy. So what your body does, you know, God's pretty smart. You know, he really is. he made us. He made an alternative fuel source. So when times when people couldn't eat, hundreds of years ago, your body could still produce energy. And the way that that happened is through ketones. Now, over time, you know, we don't really go through times of fasting. Most of us, probably everybody listening on this, you know, there's not days where you unintentionally go days without eating, because there's grocery stores, there's restaurants everywhere. So we don't usually go without days of eating. So what happens in ketosis is when you're not eating, your insulin level goes down. So it has to be a combination of two different things, of decreasing your carbs and then your insulin level. You decrease your carbs, your insulin level goes down. So then after that, then your body starts producing these ketone bodies.
From your liver, correct?
From your liver, There's three different ones. The main one is BHB, beta-hydroxybutyrate, and that's one that usually gets checked and most talked about. But your body starts producing these ketone bodies. Your whole body, including your brain, which some people initially thought you couldn't do, is used for energy.
And actually, studies, maybe we could do a whole new podcast on this, studies show that, you know, ketones using for your brain is very good.
That's one of the signs we'll talk about later on.
Yeah.
Is your, you know, you could use, it's like a clean fuel source. It works much better. And if you've listened to us before, and we'll talk about this, maybe one of the signs as far as energy is there's something called ATP, which is unit of energy, and there's more ATP produced when you have ketone bodies. Now, a lot of people think, well, if you don't have to be in ketosis, you know, why do we want to do a ketogenic diet? You know, the main thing that people have to have is protein. You know, you have to have some protein, and you have to have certain fats, really, as well. But, you know, if you have a low-fat, higher-carb diet, you could lose weight. But the problem that we see with that is with a ketogenic diet, not only are you burning the dietary fat, you're burning also the stored fat because you're not having the insulin on board.
Yeah.
Whereas if you flip that switch around and you have a higher carb diet and a lower fat diet, that insulin level is still being stimulated and you can't get to the ketone bodies because of the high insulin. So that's one of the main reasons why we want to do it the way that we think is the best way, is because of that reason. And, you know, there's some long-term reasons as well, too, if you listened to us before. So there's something called nutritional ketosis, and just to touch on this real lightly, there's also something called diabetic ketoacidosis.
Which is not the same.
Which is not the same. Diabetic ketoacidosis is really when people get really sick. And
it's usually type 1.
Type 1. That means that someone has to take the insulin. And they can get diabetic ketoacidosis. So you have to be really careful if you're doing even a ketogenic diet with anything. Make sure you talk to your provider because, you know, you can get in trouble with some things. So just make sure you follow up with a medical provider to make sure that everything is okay.
Right.
But nutritional ketosis is when you're measuring your finger stick for your ketones, it's usually between 0.5 and 3. And we're going to talk about some things that you don't have to measure measure and spend money and see how that could help you direct whether you're doing well or not doing well on a ketogenic diet.
So let's come up with some 5 signs, and there's more.
Oh, yeah.
But these are just kind of typical signs that you can think, I'm probably making ketones, or I'm probably in ketosis, if you have one.
If you have mental clarity, and we talked about, you know, with your brain using ketones, you're not in a fog. And I think it has a lot to do with the standard American diet. You're eating a lot of sugar, which causes your insulin to go up. That's a recurring theme. And that can cause a lot of oxidative stress. And I think that what causes a lot of like a brain fog. And then when you clear that up, you get rid of the processed foods, the bad oils, those types of things. And, you know, of course, we're talking about a ketogenic diet where we're not just eating anything for our macros. We're eating good fats.
Right, good fats, good proteins.
And good carbs like the vegetables. You get your mental, you just become more clear. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can notice that, you know, when you first start off and you're doing a ketogenic diet, you get something called keto flu. And you can, you know, during those times, that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
This is more long term.
Right.
This, you know,
sometimes when you begin with, you know, you don't feel as well.
Right.
You like the keto flu, you don't feel as well. Your body is when your body is transitioning from being sugar burner to a fat burner, the ketones, you don't, you know, a lot of times for the first few weeks,
usually 2 weeks. Yeah.
And everybody's different. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, you get that keto flu, you don't feel as well. Mm-hmm. You're getting up and urinating
right.
a lot.
Right.
Sometimes you have cramps.
Mm-hmm.
You're
tired.
You're tired because, like I said, you know, your body is kind of fighting. You know, it's used to having that quick energy source. It's not getting it. Usually you don't do as well exercising. So there are studies that show that athletes perform very well with a ketogenic diet, but they have to be on it. I mean, they have to actually get their body used to being on it. You know, you're not going to decide before a big, like if you are a runner or, you know.
Right, and you don't want to start a ketogenic diet even a month before.
Yeah, before you run. You want to get your body used to that. But then performance is supposed to be a lot better once you are used to doing ketogenic. So we want to make sure that, you know, starting off, the first few weeks, you're not going to, you know.
The science we're talking about is, you know, after 2 to 3 weeks, this is what you're going to feel. This is what you have to look forward to.
Right, exactly. And then the mental clarity, some of the things that have shown, studies are showing that it is very good for your brain as far as, because they're calling, some people are calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So
that term is being more used in articles that I read a lot.
Right. So, you know, it's more than ever, it's important for us to realize to take care of our brains.
That chronic it really is, disease.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, number 2.
Decreased appetite. And, you know, that leads into some of the things we'll talk about here in a second. But, you know, you're just not as hungry. You know, we've given many examples. If you're a first-time listener here, if you've not listened to a lot of our podcast, we have people that call us and say, you know, I missed a meal. What do I do?
Right.
Well, that's fine. If you're not hungry, don't eat.
That's the blessing of this type of lifestyle, is that you're not feeling, it's not like a typical diet where you are going to limit how much you eat and you're going to be hungry to the next meal. You're just waiting to the next meal.
Right.
When you do ketogenic lifestyle, usually you eat until you're satisfied.
Correct.
And then you can go longer periods because you're eating real food. Mm-hmm. It still drives me nuts when people say ketogenic is not healthy.
Or sustainable.
Ketogenic is not sustainable. Maybe if you are trying to do ketogenic where it's an all-you-can-eat bacon and all-you-can-eat...
Processed food,
anything that's just labeled, you go to the stores and now, keto is the big buzzword. Mm-hmm. And, it's almost like people are thinking of it as a fad diet.
Right.
That everything is labeled keto.
Right.
Well, that is not sustainable because that's not real food. Right. It doesn't matter if it's got keto on it or not. You don't even have to do that. Just go to the, your meat section mm-hmm. of your grocery store. Go to the vegetable section of your grocery store. You can get real cheese, mm-hmm. real sour cream, real eggs.
And it tastes much better.
It tastes much better, yeah. And you just are so much more satisfied. So,
it decreases
your appetite.
Yeah, it decreases your appetite because there's a hunger hormone called ghrelin in your stomach, mm-hmm. and that's what makes you hungry. And it'll spike up and down all day long, at noon and then around 6 or 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But it actually decreases your ghrelin, and it increases your leptin, which is a satiety, makes you feel full. Mm-hmm. So it helps both of those, and that's another reason why, you're not as hungry. And it all goes back to your insulin and your cortisol. So there's a lot of, it's hormonal, not just female hormones and male hormones, but hormonal all the way across.
Especially when you're getting those good fats.
Right.
That's really what keeps you satiated too. Your mm-hmm. olive oils and your avocado oil. So
butter.
Mm-hmm. Real butter. Yes.
Real butter.
Bacon grease.
Mm-hmm. So. Really good.
Okay. Three. Well, before we go to three, when you're decreased appetite, like I said, then some people say, well, I'm not hungry. That kind of automatically leads into intermittent fasting.
Right. And that's there's a couple things that you want, if you really
Which we've
want.
We've done a podcast. We did a
series on those. And you can listen to those. But like as far as ketosis, there's a couple things you need to really kind of do to get in ketosis to where you're burning these and you're getting your insulin down. One of them is really getting your carbs low. If you can get them less than 20, it'd be great. The fasting, just like Danae talked about, the intermittent fasting, because if you're not eating, your insulin's not being produced, therefore it's not spiking. Makes sense. You're keeping that down. Exercising can help as well. And then there's certain oils that are really good for this. It's like MCT oil and coconut
medium
oil.
Medium chain triglyceride. Mm-hmm.
Those two are really good because they bypass your best stomach. They go kind of right directly to your liver. And the ketones are produced that way. So, there's some things you can do there to help with this ketosis. And it's going to help with all these signs that we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So then three, of course, leads to
weight loss. Mm-hmm. So if you're still losing weight and you're doing well with this, now there'll be some times when you stall because your body's really complicated. It's not just a one, column machine. When you're talking about hormones, and we just mentioned things like ghrelin, insulin, even your thyroid, your leptin, your cortisol, all those, it's like a soup. All right. It's not like just you got cortisol over here, you got insulin over here, you got your thyroid over here. When you adjust one hormone by doing different things, you affect the other ones. Mm-hmm. So, with weight loss, if most people will lose weight and they'll continue to lose weight if you're stalling, then, if it's just a couple of days, don't worry about it. If it's a couple of weeks, then, maybe we need to adjust something.
Maybe you're eating too much cheese. Yeah.
Maybe add some fasting. Maybe there's all kinds of different things you can do on a stall. And I think we actually did a podcast on that one time. So just go back and check that out. But usually you'll see weight loss, and that's usually why people come mm-hmm. to.
And then women, we are going to do a one about, just women.
It's going to take more than one.
Right, probably. Well, because different phases, mm-hmm. as women go through, some people have said before, well, keto messed up my, as mm-hmm. a hormones, whatever. Well,
Changing your diet. No matter what happens.
Right. Because, you go back to eating healthy uh-huh. is not going to ruin your body.
Right.
It might change them. Your body is used to being in, your body wants to be mm-hmm. in homeostasis. Mm-hmm. It wants to be staying the same. No matter right. what that is, it doesn't want to change.
Correct.
And so if you've been doing something for 20 years of eating a certain mm-hmm. way, yes, Your diet is going to change up your bowels.
It's change
going
to change your estrogen. Up your,
yes. Yeah. So we're going to do one on women because...
And really, really we need to do one on like pre, you know, like menopausal, perimenopausal,
and postmenopausal. Right, you know, if somebody has a cycle, a normal cycle, if you're
it's all different.
It really is.
Yeah, so you have to treat it individualized.
Right, yes. But, you know, it's definitely worth it because...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the way you feel.
The way you feel,
so, yes. So far, you know, if you get mental clarity, you're not as hungry, you're losing weight. Hey, those three things,
right.
Those pretty good, but we're not done yet.
Right. So, number four.
More energy. Because I talked about earlier your ATP. Just think of ATP as units of energy, and they're produced by your mitochondria. And just shortly, you know, you've got millions of cells, and with each of those cells, you got tens of thousands of mitochondria. That's a lot. So right now, it looks like there's about 36 ATP, 36 units of energy produced, you know, with a standard American diet. With a ketogenic diet where you're burning mostly fat, you know, it's like 42. So that's 6 units of energy. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot, but if you think about how many mitochondria, tens of thousands, in each cell, and you've got millions of cells, that's a lot of mitochondria. And a lot of the, you know, there's only a couple cells like your red blood cells that doesn't have the mitochondria because, you know, if you think about it, if your red blood cells has mitochondria, it's using the oxygen and not transporting. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, you're getting...
Anyway, so...
You start zoning out.
Yeah, zoning out. So, but anyway, with the more energy, you just have more. Mm-hmm. And again, it's that transition that I talked about before. The first couple of weeks, you're going to think, there's no way I can't do this.
Right.
Hey, you know, get a coach, get in our membership. We'll coach you through that so that in 2 weeks, you're going to have more energy.
Right.
Because that's happened time and time again.
Right, yes. And, you know, because so many people want to do things. You know, some people think, well, I'd love to go and, you know, ride bikes. Or I'd love to go and...
play with your grandkids.
Yeah, or, you know, your kids. I mean,
yeah,
or
kids.
Just,
mm-hmm.
you know, do something fun. And most of the time they're like, I don't feel like it.
Right.
I just feel like, you know, by the time, you know, most people, by the time they go to work and they get home and they do, you know, whatever they have to do,
right.
Then they just have no energy to do anything else.
Right.
And who want, you know, you think, do you really want to live the rest of your life like that?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're 25 or 65.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you can have more energy.
Yes. Don't limit. I always think, you know, by just what you're eating,
mm-hmm.
if you can change just by what you're putting in your mouth
mm-hmm.
of how you feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, yes, it would be wonderful if it was the other way around and, you know, by eating cookies and cakes and crackers and pasta and French fries, mm-hmm. if that was what made you feel good,
mm-hmm.
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But it's not. So really, I think, is it really worth by killing ourselves with what we're putting in our mouths, slowly killing ourselves,
yeah.
we're digging our grave with our forks.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We should write
yeah.
that down. But you know, like with the I've never heard that before. With what she's talking about, you know, because when you're eating that cookies and all that ice cream, whatever it may be, you know, you're hitting your dopamine, and that's
right.
your happy hormone. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as you keep hitting that happy hormone, you're going to keep. Doing those things. And, you know, if you were trying to counsel somebody to get off, you know, cocaine, you're not going to tell them, well, eat cocaine every now or use cocaine every now and then, you know, every 2 or 3 days, and you'll be okay.
Right.
No, you're going to tell them you need to get off of it.
Right. Or for somebody to go 2 weeks, you know, lose some weight or them, you know, like if they're mm-hmm. on, you know, some kind of drug, you know, they feel better. They're getting off of uh-huh. it. They're starting to, but they get that little bit of craving
uh-huh.
and then they do it again.
Right.
You're going to have to start all back over.
And you know, we're not perfect. We've done it before.
No, yes.
But, you know.
Not cocaine.
No, not cocaine.
cookies.
Cookies. I thought she was telling me cookies. But, you know, having us together, doing
right.
it together, really does help.
Right.
So
yeah.
if you have a spouse that is not on board, have them listen to this podcast and just, you know, listen to this part of it. And maybe help motivate them.
Right.
And if you need more than that, of course, we have a membership. We have
right.
people that post every day in our membership, and those are the ones that do really well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we have on our Zoom conference twice a month, we get together with our members, and the ones that show up on the Zoom conference really are, it's almost like preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that they are right on.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do better. They're feeling good and they don't want it to stop. They right. want to learn more of, okay, well, you know, I'm doing good with this. Now what's the next level? How's right. something I can, you know, add to it or take away? Mm-hmm. So it is a community that helps one another.
It does.
And you would think that, you know, and there's all kinds of, you can get information everywhere.
Right.
But that's where a lot of people get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
By not having somebody they can really trust to say, you know, we have your best interest, mm-hmm. that we've been there, done that. We want to help you mm-hmm. reach your goals and feel the best that you can for as long as you can. Yep. That's, you know, that's our goal. All right, so number five, last but not least.
Is you're not hangry.
I don't really like that word.
I like it. It's a combination of being hungry and angry at the same time.
I mean, I'm sure I've been hangry.
Yes.
But
it's kind of like when you're eating the standard American diet. You eat your carbs, your insulin goes up, it puts it in the cells, and then all of a sudden your sugar goes down, and you just have to have something right. to eat. Yeah. It's like, and then, you know, people can look at you, and you're talking to them, and you're different.
Right.
You know, because you're hangry.
Yes. And some people have actually even, like, they get, like I said, not only can you tell their change in their attitude, but, like, they'll break out in a cold sweat. Yeah,
they have to have some. Well,
and feel, I guess that's, is that
a your blood symptom? Sugar. Yeah, your blood sugar's dropping. But and I'm your like, brain's
but
saying.
Because you just had, like, you know, like if I go shopping, you know, with some of my friends, and, you know, like, they already know, they're like, okay, I know that you're probably not going to have to eat breakfast, but I've got to have something. Mm-hmm. And so I'll say, well, you know, have you already eaten something? And sometimes they'll already have eaten, like, a cereal bar, you know, or they'll say, well, I had, you know, a packet of peanut butter and crackers or peanut butter toast. Mm-hmm. But then within 2 hours, they can't make it.
Right.
They're like, you know, so they feel bad to come with me to ask me to have to, you know, stop somewhere for them. Mm-hmm. And then I feel bad because, like, I don't get hungry. And so it's like I tell them all the time, I don't want you to feel bad or starve. Right. So if you need to eat, tell me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to eat, but I can go somewhere or get you something. So it just is such a freeing it's so freeing to not feel like you're just like, you know, you have to eat.
Yeah.
You have to literally, you have to, or you're not going to feel good.
Right.
That's a wonderful feeling to not feel like that. So anyway,
so hopefully, so if you're doing a ketogenic diet, or if you're thinking about doing a ketogenic diet, after you've been started for a couple weeks, you know, look for number one, more mental clarity. Mm-hmm. Number two, your appetite goes down. Three, you're losing weight. Four, you have more energy. And five, you're not hangry. Mm-hmm. And like Danae said, there's lots more benefits right. from it. Mm-hmm. But we just want to give five and kind of go over these just to kind of give you some things to look for. Just in case you're wondering, are you doing it right? Mm-hmm. And if you have questions, you know, let us know, email us, and we'll go
and
from
if
there.
You're in that first phase of you're nowhere near feeling like these, but sometimes you're losing weight, mm-hmm. you know, those first week or so, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people can drop a lot of weight mm-hmm. From the fluid because you're not,
carbs,
you know, you are releasing that fluid. Mm-hmm. So, but if you are not to that phase yet, give it some time. Mm-hmm. Stick with it. Like you said, reach out to us and say, hey, here's what I've been doing, and I'm still feeling like this. Is there something I need to be doing? Is there something else? Is there something wrong? Am I doing something wrong? So, but anyway. All right, so for those of us who stayed to the end, I have a problem. If anybody has any ideas, we have two dogs.
Yeah.
And I've been dealing with, and it's stressing me out, I've been dealing with, they both stay in the house. We've got a cream Labrador mm-hmm. retriever, and who sheds like crazy, but mm-hmm. that's not even the problem.
He's not the problem today.
No, we have a golden doodle,
mm-hmm.
and they're both, let's see, Samson the Labrador is getting ready to be one on September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Gideon the golden doodle will be one on October the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So just in the last, and they stay inside. We have a crate. We crate train them.
Uh-huh.
And then, so we have an area that we let them out on our front porch, and it's locked off with gates. And then they can go off the porch to a little graveled area that they can use the bathroom. Well, probably about a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. Gideon, the golden doodle, mm-hmm. stopped. Like, if there's anything else in the kennel in the where the gravel, is. Mm-hmm. If there's any other where Samson's used the potty, he doesn't want to go down there and use the potty. So he started using it on the porch. Mm-hmm. So every blue moon, so we could deal with it. Well, now we have changed dog food because we quit ordering it. I can't remember. We couldn't get it during COVID.
Right.
It didn't come in, so we had to go local and just pick up some. Mm-hmm. Well, and then since then, it's like he goes on the porch all the time. It's like he can't hold it.
It's like not just in one area. It's like
right. It's drops like little drops. So we don't know whether to get upset with him or not. So anybody who knows anything about dogs,
let us know.
Let us know, because I don't want to get upset with them, but I can't have a dog just going everywhere. I clean the porch every single day. It's driving me nuts. And so we started trying to crate them again. Like say, okay, until you go potty in the gravel, you can't, we can't trust you. Right, so we put them back in the crate. And that still is, it's just not working right now. So that's my problem right now.
Especially any vets or anybody, any dog whisperers.
I need to call our vet and just see. But like I said, with COVID that's been going on, you know, it's like you can't really go in and talk to them, and it's just been a pain. So I've been hoping that it was the dog food. So maybe we need to go back to that original dog food. I know. I don't know. But anyway, so our Bible verse for tonight is from Hebrews 10:22-23. It is, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Yep. Jesus is faithful. He has cleansed us. He's cleansed our heart. He's cleansed our evil conscience and washed us that we are pure, that not that we are sinless, not that we don't sin still. Right. But
we have a Redeemer.
We have a Redeemer who has made that final sacrifice. He, if you have given your life and you have asked Christ, Jesus, to forgive you of your sins, you are in relationship with him. He has cleansed you of that sin from past, now, present, and future.
And I like the, you know, the stay hold in verse 24, I think.
23. Let us hold fast the confession.
And hold fast. It means, you know, like hold the line. Just, you know, when all this world's going crazy, other people are doing things that maybe isn't scriptural, even, you know, if they say they're Christians. You know, just hold fast to what the scripture says. Mm-hmm. You know, because God, everything that is in scripture, he has, you know, he has made many promises to us, and he's faithful to each and every promise.
Right.
And just no matter what the situation looks like around, is not taken in God by surprise. He knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So just hold fast, weather whatever storm, because there's a reason behind it. And sometimes when we're going through those, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. You know, just to be honest, when you're going through a storm, nobody asks for it. But on the other side, there's so many, you know, we can look back at our lives. There's so many benefits. You know, you're drawing much closer to the Lord. Mm-hmm. So I just want to encourage you to hold fast. Mm-hmm. And no matter what's happening, and, you know, this has nothing to do with, you know, ketosis or anything. But, you know, whether it's a job loss, whether it's a relationship problem, you know, no matter what it is, you know, just hold fast. Know God is faithful to his word. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just take some time in the morning thanking him and praising him, and use this as a time that you can draw closer. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have Jesus as your Savior and you want to know more about it, you can always reach out to us.
Anytime.
Anytime. And or if you don't believe, you know, that's okay too. You know, we, you know, would pray with you to, you know, maybe answer some questions.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. So all right, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you so
much. Have a blessed weekend.
All right. Remember, be fit and be faithful.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. No patient-provider relationship is implied or established. This podcast in no way represents the practice of medicine. The information given is to be used at the listener's own risk. Please consult your provider before making any changes, as the contents of this podcast is no substitution for your provider's instruction.